Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
In the quiet, picturesque town of Winterhaven, the Andrews family moved into their new home just before the holiday season. The family, seeking a change from city life, consisted of Kevin Andrews, the father, a friendly and sociable man with an optimistic outlook. He worked as an architect and had always dreamed of living in a small town. Linda Andrews, the mother, a freelance writer, was introspective and observant with a keen interest in local customs and traditions. Sophie, their 14-year-old daughter, was artistic and somewhat introverted, often expressing herself through her drawings. Ryan, their 10-year-old son, was energetic and adventurous, always eager to explore new places. As Christmas approached, they noticed a peculiar tradition in Winterhaven. Every house displayed only red Christmas lights. Intrigued, Kevin and Linda asked their neighbors about the tradition, but received vague responses suggesting it was simply a long-standing local custom. Choosing to celebrate in their own way, the Andrews family decorated their house with multicolored lights, standing out in the neighborhood of red. However, as the days passed, they began to notice odd occurrences. Each night, shadowy figures appeared in their garden, illuminated by the glow of the colorful lights. These figures stood motionless, their silhouettes stark against the snow, staring towards the house. When Kevin went outside to investigate, the figures would vanish, leaving no footprints or any other trace. The family's unease grew as these visitations continued. Sophie began to sketch the figures, her drawings becoming increasingly detailed and disturbing. Ryan, once excited about the new house, now refused to be alone in his room at night. One night, Linda decided to research the town's history and discovered a chilling story. Many years ago, Winterhaven had been the site of a tragic event that occurred during the Christmas season. A group of townspeople had mysteriously disappeared one night, and legend had it that they returned each year, drawn to lights other than red, the color they had used to decorate their own homes. Realizing the figures were connected to this legend, the Andrews family quickly replaced their multicolored lights with red ones. The very next night, the shadowy figures disappeared and the sense of being watched lifted. However, on Christmas Eve, as they sat down for dinner, a faint sound echoed outside, a chorus of whispers, barely audible over the wind. When they peered out the window, they saw the figures standing at the edge of the garden, no longer approaching, but still watching, their presence a silent reminder of the past. After that Christmas, the Andrews family embraced the red light tradition, respecting the history and legends of Winterhaven. The shadowy visitors never approached their house again, but each year, the family remembered the story behind the town's unique custom, a tale of loss and a warning from history.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
In the bustling city office of Morrow & Associates, a mid-size marketing firm, the holiday season was in full swing. Ethan Clark, a young, ambitious copywriter with a creative mind and a friendly demeanor, was part of the company's annual Secret Santa gift exchange. Ethan, in his late 20s, with a keen eye for detail and a penchant for mystery novels, was initially amused by the quirky gifts he received from his anonymous Secret Santa. The first was a sleek black feather, followed by an ancient-looking coin with indecipherable inscriptions. He displayed them on his desk, sparking curiosity among his colleagues. As Christmas approached, the gifts grew stranger. The third gift was a worn, leather-bound book, its pages filled with cryptic symbols and rituals in a language Ethan couldn't recognize. Intrigued, he began to research the book, staying late in the office to delve into its contents. His intrigue turned to unease when he started experiencing unsettling dreams. Vivid images of shadowy figures and forgotten rituals haunted his sleep. At work, he felt a constant sense of being watched, and the office's festive atmosphere began to feel oppressive. Ethan's colleagues, including his close friend Mia, a graphic designer with a sharp wit and a rational mind, noticed his growing distraction and concern. Mia, with her short, stylish hair and piercing gaze, encouraged Ethan to find out who his secret Santa was, suspecting a practical joke. Determined to solve the mystery, Ethan stayed back one evening to catch his secret Santa during the final gift exchange. As the office emptied, he waited anxiously. The final gift arrived on his desk, a small, ornate box with an inscription matching the language in the book. Opening the box, Ethan found a strange metallic artifact. The moment he touched it, the office lights flickered, and a chilling wind swept through the room. Shadowy figures appeared, circling him, whispering in an ancient tongue. Mia, who had returned to check on Ethan, walked into this surreal scene. Reacting quickly, she grabbed the book and started reading aloud, her voice firm, despite her fear. The figures recoiled with each word she read, and the wind died down. As the last figure vanished, the office returned to normal, the artifact in the box crumbling to dust. Ethan and Mia discovered that the book was a relic from a long-forgotten cult, and the gifts were part of a ritual to summon otherworldly entities. They reported the incident to their manager, who investigated and found that the Secret Santa organizer had unwittingly included an old box of donated items in the gift pool, not knowing its sinister history. Ethan and Mia returned to their normal lives, but the experience left them with a newfound respect for the unexplained mysteries of the world. They kept the book safely locked away, a reminder of the Christmas when the line between reality and the supernatural blurred, forever changing their perception of the holiday season. In the bustling city, the Westfield Shopping Mall was a hub of holiday activity, but on Christmas Eve, as the clock neared closing time, the crowds thinned and a hush fell over the complex. Tom Bennett, a seasoned security guard in his late 40s, prepared for his overnight shift. Tom, with his stocky build, graying hair, and a lifetime of experience in various security jobs, was no stranger to the oddities that nighttime brought. The mall, adorned with festive decorations and sparkling lights, took on a different persona at night. Quieter, more intimate, yet shadowed with the echoes of thousands of footsteps. Tom began his rounds, his heavy boots echoing through the empty corridors. As he passed by the central atrium, Tom noticed something unusual. The mannequins in the fashion store, Elegance Boutique, seemed to be in different positions than they were earlier. Shaking his head, he chalked it up to forgetfulness, or the staff having moved them before leaving. But, As the night wore on, Tom couldn't shake the feeling that something was off. Checking the security cameras, he noticed subtle movements on the screens. A flicker here, a shift there. Each time he went to investigate, he found nothing out of place, except for the mannequins. They seemed to be gradually moving, inching closer to the store's entrance every time he passed by. Around midnight, a sense of unease settled over Tom. He decided to do a thorough check of the mall, starting with the atrium. As he approached Elegance Boutique, a chill ran down his spine. The mannequins were now positioned in a circle, facing inward towards a new figure, a mannequin dressed as Santa Claus, its face eerily lifelike under the dim lights. Tom's instincts kicked in. He entered the store, his flashlight casting long shadows between the silent figures. The Santa mannequin's eyes seemed to follow him, its painted smile more a grimace than a jolly grin. He reached out to touch the mannequin, and at that moment, the mall's power flickered, plunging him into darkness. The flashlight flickered out, leaving Tom in pitch black. A low, guttural laugh echoed through the store, bouncing off the walls in a chorus of whispers. Panicked, Tom stumbled out of the store, his heart pounding. He grabbed the mall's phone to call for backup, but the line was dead. The laughter continued, growing louder, as if closing in on him. In desperation, Tom headed for the main entrance, his way lit only by the emergency lights. As he neared the doors, the laughter ceased and the mall fell silent. He burst out into the cold night air, gasping for breath. The next morning, when the day shift arrived, they found Tom outside, shivering and pale. Inside, the mall was as it should be, the mannequins back in their usual places, the Santa figure gone. Tom never returned to Westfield Mall, leaving his security job shortly after. The experience stayed with him, a chilling reminder of the night when the festive cheer of Christmas Eve turned into a haunting encounter that defied explanation.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.